Our Lady of the Rosary. The epistle is taken from Proverbs. The Lord begot me, the firstborn of his ways, the forerunner of his progenies. Of long ago, of old I was poured forth, at first before the earth, where there were no depths I was brought forth. So now, O children, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Happy the man who obeys me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts. For he who finds me finds life, and wins favor from the Lord. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And when the angel had come to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she had heard him, she was troubled at his word and kept pondering what manner of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will come and give him the throne of David his father, and he shall be king over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How shall this happen, since I do not know man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And therefore the Holy One to be born shall be called Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your kinswoman, also has conceived a son in her old age. And she who is called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing shall be impossible with God." But Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. October is the month of the Holy Rosary. It's a special month for Mary. We have the Feast of the Holy Rosary on October 2nd. And this year, 2017, is a special anniversary, of course. On October 13th is the 100th anniversary of the final apparition at Fatima, the apparition, the miracle of the sun. And so this year, this month, has a special significance for us. Now, Our Lady at Fatima requested that everyone say the rosary. Everyone. Every day, we should say the rosary. And she has returned many times since then to request the rosary. There are some locally approved apparitions, not approved by the bishop, by the Vatican, by the Vatican authorities. But she repeated the same thing at Trefontaine in the late 1940s, and then again in Nicaragua in 1980. She asked everyone to say the rosary, and so, anyone who's a regular here has heard me say this. Everyone should be doing the rosary every day. There is nothing that we cannot obtain that is in accordance with God's will that cannot be obtained through the Holy Rosary. That is personally or within our society and within our world. There is nothing that we cannot obtain. You know, I've talked about before the great miracle in Austria. After World War II, the Russians occupied Eastern Europe. And one of the countries they occupied also is Austria. Everyone forgets this. And there was, in the late 1940s, there was a group who exhorted the Austrians, the Austria is a Catholic country, to say the rosary, so that the Russians, the communists, would leave. And eventually they had 10% of the country saying the rosary every day. 10%. And the historians will say the Russians left Austria And they don't know exactly why. They announced one day they're leaving. As long as Austria remains neutral, doesn't align with NATO, they're going to leave, and they can then be free to live as they want. That happened. There is nothing that we cannot obtain by the rosary, as long as it is consistent with the will of God. Now, our Lord, when he appeared to Sister Lucy, one of the seers at Fatima, later on when she was in the convent, and he said that it is more pleasing to him for someone to say a five-decade rosary with good attention and devotion than a 15-decade rosary just without that attention and devotion. So all we have to do is 5 decades with attention and devotion, 20 minutes every day. Now, sometimes when we do the rosary, you know, we do the rosary, if you're doing it every day, it's 53 Hail Marys every day. And like anything that we begin to do repetitively, we can do it in our sleep. We can do it while daydreaming. It's like driving the car. You get in your car, you start driving, and then all of a sudden you realize where you're at, and you don't really remember how you got there. You just remember all the things you thought about. You're not paying attention directly about driving the car. Sometimes we do the rosary. And you start the rosary, and then all of a sudden it's the end, and you don't know where your mind has been. That is not with devotion and attention. So we want to really try to concentrate on the rosary, the prayer, the Hail Mary. We say it so many times that I think we forget the significance of that prayer. The Hail Mary is composed of 3 parts. 2 of them are taken from Scripture, and then 1 is added by the Church. That ending part, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The petition was added by the Church in the late Middle Ages, during about 500 or 600 years ago. The Church also added the names Mary and Jesus. Those aren't in Scripture. The beginning part, the angelic salutation, we had in today's reading, the angel greeting Mary, and then the Church also, or the prayer is also, then includes that greeting by Elizabeth. It is the angelic salutation I want to meditate on here this morning. Those words of the angel: Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And it says, when Our Lady heard this, she was troubled. Why was she troubled? She was troubled because the angel had honored her. The angel said, Hail, full of grace. Which, that hail, in the ancient world, was a royal title. You didn't just hail anyone, you hailed someone who was greater than you. I think we all know the common greeting was, Hail Caesar. Everybody said that. Because he was the leader, he was the king, he was a demigod. Everybody in the empire would say that. Anyone who was a good citizen, I guess I should say. And so when the angel said, Hail Mary, he was honoring her. You only use that title for someone who's greater than you. And so when the angel came in and said that, he's honoring her because she is actually above him. And Our Lady was troubled because angels don't do this. Every other time in the Scriptures when an angel greets a human, he does not honor the human. The human honors him. Think about Abraham. When the angel comes, Abraham says how honored he is, as hospitable, wants to have a meal, offers them hospitality. He is honoring the angels. Lot also honors the angels, although he doesn't realize they're angels, when they come to him. Here, it's the opposite. This is one of the reasons why she's troubled. Why is this angel honoring me? And even in art, in the Renaissance art, oftentimes we see the angel, images of the Annunciation. The angel has his head bowed to Our Lady, or even sometimes on his knee before Our Lady, as a way of symbolizing the fact that he is honoring her, recognizing her as being greater than him. Now, it's important to realize that angels are above humans in a number of ways. And this is why Our Lady was troubled. First of all, angels are spiritual beings. They're not corporeal beings. They don't have the flesh that we have. And because of the sin of Adam, our flesh decays and falls away. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return, is one of the curses of our race. Also, because of this, angels are closer to God. There's a very strict hierarchy in heaven. Every angel is created in a specific spot, and the angels know who is higher than them and who is below them. And they honor those who are higher. And then, because angels are incorporeal, they haven't sinned, they're spiritual beings, they also have more grace than us. So normally, at least in the Old Testament times, when an angel greeted a human, they wouldn't honor them. For Our Lady, though, it was different. She was troubled. Hail, full of grace. That full of grace is a title. You always use hail with the title of the person in order to signify why they're greater. Hail Caesar. Caesar is the emperor, basically. So hail the emperor. He's the ruler. Hail, the angel saying, full of grace. This is why she's higher than him. Because she is full of grace. Every sin that occurs, every sin that we commit, is a lessening of the grace that we have. Even if we commit that sin and do penance, we have still fallen short of God's plan for us. Because Mary was full of grace, clearly then the angel was saying that she had not committed any sins. And so because of that, she was at least equal to the angel at that point. Right? Angels don't commit sins. If they commit one sin, they become a devil and then they go to hell. So all angels also have not committed sin. And so she is at least equal to them. And yet he still bows to her. And this is before she becomes the mother of God. Right? It's not until the end of the reading that she says, Fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word. Then the Holy Spirit overshadows her and Christ becomes incarnate within her. This is before that. She's still even greater than him. Why? Because he recognizes the fact that she's been created to be the mother of God. Even though she isn't yet, she still has a higher place than him. She still has more grace than him. And she is still placed above him. But in addition, not only is she full of grace for herself, and this is why she exceeds him, because she was called to be the conduit or channel for grace for all of us. And so in one sense, she is greater than him. Why? Because she was created to be the mother of God, so when Christ comes into this world through her, in one way, every grace that each one of us ever receives comes through her. So not only is she full of grace for herself, but then she is, this is a term, mediatrix of grace. She's the mediatrix of all graces. Why? Because Christ became incarnate within her. And so in that sense, all graces come through her. And as a result, she is higher and greater than the angels. And so because of this, then, she then is closer to God, even at that point. She's the daughter of God the Father. She's three. She's a different relation with each of the Trinities. She's the daughter of God the Father. She will be the mother of God the Son. She will be the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's not that yet. But just being the daughter of God the Father, in her created state, she's above the angels. And the angel reflects this in his greeting. And Our Lady, who knows the Scriptures, recognizes what is happening and is troubled. Why? Because of her great humility. Why is this angel greeting me in this way? Bowing, giving me a royal title, and elevating me above him. Because she was humble. She didn't really reflect on these things. That is why she was troubled. So, in this month of October, everyone, if you're not doing the rosary every day, you should do the rosary. Everyone needs to do the rosary. Fathers, lead your family in the rosary. A father has a special spiritual leadership in the house, in the home. Father's the head, the mother is the heart, and father should lead the family in the rosary. Everyone should do the rosary. And when we do the rosary, we should strive to do it with attention and devotion. And now, when we say each of those Hail Marys, let us reflect upon that, what that means, the great dignity of Our Lady's creation, even before she became the Mother of God, the great heights of her dignity and purity and holiness, so high that the angels themselves bowed down before her. So let us then say the rosary and reflect upon the great mystery of Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.